JSE listed RCL Foods released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended December 2020, the company reported revenue up 10.5% at 15.7 billion rand. Underlying EBITDA came in at 1.34 billion rand. That's up 18% on the year before. Headline earnings per share came in at 77.1 cents. That's up 28%. And shareholders will receive an interim dividend of 15 cents a share. Well, to take us behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Rob Field. He's the CFO at RCL Foods. Thanks very much, Rob, for joining us. Now, you're in the food business, so that does help, given that crisis or no crisis, people will always need to eat. But within the numbers that you've released today, what do you think gave you a resilient edge during the six-month period?
There's no doubt we've been focusing on, as a business, on all the things that are within our control, and COVID delivered many challenges for our business. But I think broadly our basket speaks to serving a need within this very difficult time. And so the products in our portfolio suited this period, suited more in-home consumption. And so we had an uplift from the volume perspective. So despite all the challenges and the on costs of COVID, we were able to focus on what we can control.
Yes.
That's been quite a bit, and so it's delivered a pleasing set of numbers.
So I see that you won in the area of sugar and baking products.
Indeed. And so nice volume uplift in those businesses. They have been businesses that we've been working hard over the last couple of years to restore their operational efficiencies. We've had certain challenges, be it droughts in the sugar industry or some own goals in our baking space. But we've really been able to turn it around and deliver a continued improving set of numbers in those two business units specifically.
So,
and then Vector is another contributor to the uplift. And that's a business that a year ago we bought another very significant footprint of the old Imperial Cold Logistics business. And that network rationalization has been something of a focus over the last year, and it's starting to deliver benefits now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, that was going to be my next question about Vector Logistics. I see EBITDA's up there some 175%.
It is up. The percentages look impressive, but it's really about the rands in that space and restoring margins to where that business should be. So in all three of those business units, there's been very significant profit improvement. But to be honest, it's about restoring the margins to where they should be.
Right.
And so that's why it's most pleasing.
Hmm. So you report that your chicken business was under some pressure. What were some of the challenges there? And I see that you're now working on getting that business back on track again.
The single biggest issue remains one that's been with us for over a year now, and that relates to our cob breed. That's the bird that we farm across all of our operations, and there's been challenges with that. And because it's such a long supply chain in terms of replacing the breeding flocks on the ground with new genetics that are performing to closer to the standard that they themselves promise, it's been a longer-term fix for us. So we're halfway through that process. It has a very significant impact on our agricultural supply chain and its cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what that team is focused on now.
Right. So what efforts were you making to achieve cost efficiencies?
So it really was across the board. You know, obviously with the delivery of COVID, we were forced to work differently. There was some direct cost that we had to absorb as a consequence of the efforts to keep our people safe.
Mm.
But we had been, you know, well down the track in terms of driving efficiencies within each of the operations. And that was particularly evident in the sugar business, in the agriculture and supply chain areas where they've done probably the most significant delivery. And then in our baking footprint, we've got some really good bakeries in our portfolio. And it was really just taking them back to basics. And a cost efficiency that is appropriate for their footprint.
Mm.
Well done to the management teams for delivering those.
So you've indicated to the market that a process is underway to strategically review RCL Foods' portfolio. Where to so far, and when are you likely to have formed a view on the portfolio and how to proceed?
So we only announced that we were embarking on that in November last year, so we're still busy with it. It's still at an early stage for the board to consider all the options that are available to us. you know, we're sitting with a very strong platform that we've created and capability within the new RCL Foods business. And we're just testing its relevance to the entire portfolio and also through the lens of trying to grow acquisitively and what can fit into our world into the future. So other than some short-term changes that have happened on the chicken side of the business in terms of inserting a new management team there and trying to enable that business to become more standalone, there haven't been any other changes that we've made yet, but we're busy with it, and our commitment is to come back to the market as soon as we're ready to announce anything in that space.
Right. So while the economy has gone back to alert level one to allow for greater economic activity, which is, of course, is great news, the future does remain quite uncertain, of course. But what's your sense for the balance of 2021?
So we have a sober outlook, mostly because you know, we've weathered the storm of COVID well as a business, both in terms of being able to operate as well as drive efficiencies and put out an acceptable set of numbers. But the dark cloud looming for us and crosses all of our business units at the moment is really the commodity input costs that are coming at us. So for this, what is our H2, the second half of our financial year, that's the greatest concern for us. So we've got a struggling consumer, a very tough marketplace, and now we've got to try and absorb and pass on cost increases that are going to be very significant. So that's the major concern.
That was Rob Field. He's the CFO at RCL Foods.